The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show. Love, learn, and laugh.
Hey, this is 77 WABC Radio. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash, and you're listening to the most listened to talk radio station in the country. That's true. I'm so happy to be with all of you today, and I hope you're having a great weekend. And I have a fantastic show for you tonight. Before I introduce my first guest, I'd love to talk a bit about the Grammy Awards history, some facts and some trivia. The Grammy Awards have been around since 1958. And who won the most Grammys in one night? Well, Michael Jackson and Carlos Santana, both tied to 8 Grammys. In 1965, the Beatles became the first rock group to win a Grammy Award. Only 2 artists have ever won Grammys in all 4 general categories: singer Christopher Cross and Adele. Sinead O'Connor is the only artist to have refused her Grammy. Milli Vanilli is the only musical act to have their award revoked. And we all know why. Yes, we do. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, only won 3 Grammys, and they were all in gospel category, believe it or not. Brian McKnight is the only artist who have the most nominations, 16 in total, without ever winning a Grammy Award. And my next guest, they hold the record in the history of music. They received 12 Grammy nominations on one project. The legendary group has won, in general, 10 Grammys from its 20 nominations, has been inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and today their member is on the Yola Nash Show. How exciting is that? And later, I will bring a little bit of Broadway for you. We'll talk about the Grammy and Oscar-winning composer-lyricist Stephen Schwartz and about his upcoming magical musical evening. So stick around to meet my fabulous guests.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I have to say, I'm so excited to introduce my very special guest. He's a member of one of the most celebrated vocal groups in the world, the best-selling, the multi-Grammy-winning quartet, the Manhattan Transfer. And today with me, Alan Paul. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
I'm so happy.
Nice to be here.
I absolutely feel honored to have you on the show. And I've heard you originally from Newark, New Jersey.
That's right. I was born and raised in Newark. So I have a very special feeling about, coming and doing our show at the NJ PAC. Have a lot of friends and family that are coming. You know, there's one thing that I would like to mention.
Yes, please.
When I was growing up in Newark, I was a member of the South Ward Boys Club,
mm-hmm.
and we really started from the bottom up. We used to go around with cans to raise money to buy a building so that we could have a club. I just want to acknowledge the Boys Club, the Boys and Girls Club now in Newark, because they do such an amazing job with the kids, and I hope that some of my friends from the Boys Club from that time will come and say hi as well.
I'm pretty sure they will. You've been singing together for 45 years. It's like a long-lasting, amazing, beautiful marriage. How do you do this? What's the secret?
We're like a family, mm-hmm. So we have been very, very fortunate in our career along the way. Originally when we started out in New York, playing clubs in the Village, and having signed with Atlantic Records, Ahmed Erdogan, who is the founder of Atlantic Records, signed us to the label, and we had a very fruitful time when we were on Atlantic. And I think that had a lot to do with our the success, and our fans,
mm-hmm.
Just being able to have the grace to be able to keep doing what we're doing, traveling internationally and still having people that want to come and hear our music.
Mm-hmm. He basically changed your life.
He changed our life. absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a lot of trouble getting a record deal. You know, we had been, together for about 2.5 years and doing well live, getting our name out and everything else. But, nobody would sign us mm-hmm. because we were very different.
Right.
We weren't considered really commercial. And but when Ahmet came and saw us, he got what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
He understood the I think just for his own musical tastes, he liked what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he saw the potential of what we had, And so I think that helped to really turn it around and to expand it outside of New York.
I've heard that he was almost like kidnapped by your manager and brought to Philly to the club where you were performing. So this is, I guess, is this how it happened?
Yeah, kind of like that. That's basically the story. He he called us and said, hold a second show. I'm bringing somebody to the show. And he shows up. And he kind of pulled Ahmet into a car, into a limo, and they drove. And when he came backstage, he said, I love you guys. You guys are fabulous. I want you to be on my label.
Wow.
So it was like instantaneous, and yet it took 2.5 years to get there.
Mm-hmm. Your frame of work is so great, from jazz to pop to R&B to swing to so many other wonderful genres. How do you make your musical choices?
You know, the group has always been eclectic. The roots, I think especially for Tim Hauser, who was the founder of our group, that we lost him like 3 years ago.
Yes, yes.
And myself and Janice Siegel, we grew up in a New York metropolitan area. And we were bombarded with music.
Mm-hmm.
All, back then, I used to listen to 77 WABC all the time,
Wow.
And it was top 40 music, and it was great, but we listened to salsa, and we listened to Broadway, and we listened to rhythm and blues, and so, it was a bombardment. It was such a multicultural web for music.
You just mentioned Tim Hauser, the group founder, your fantastic friend. How do you remember Tim?
Well, there are so many memories,
mm-hmm.
So many things that we had experienced together.
Right.
He was my brother. He was a mentor in many ways, We created this amazing thing together,
mm-hmm.
That legacy still goes on. We go out on the stage, every night, and I always pay homage to Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Always, say the what we're doing is continuing the legacy that we had started.
Yes.
So it the time when Tim passed away, it was very, very hard. Very difficult time.
Yeah.
We're doing our 45th anniversary celebration.
Yes, what a beautiful celebration. We have to mention your incredible album, Vocalese. You got 14 Grammy nominations on that project. I believe it's the only case like this in the history of music.
Well, it was pretty unique. Anyway, it came to a point where we thought about, why don't we do a jazz album? And, of course, when we went to Atlantic, they were they really didn't want us to do this.
They didn't like the idea.
they were nervous about it.
Yes.
They said, listen, you've had all the success, doing, pop records, and they were, really good. But, doing a jazz album, it might be a little risky. But they allowed us to do it. And consequently, it became one of our most successful albums. We didn't like to follow trends. We like to kind of set our own pace.
What can people expect when they come to see you at NJ PAC?
We're doing a 45th anniversary show, so we've worked up some music that we haven't done in a very long time. Songs that I think will be a surprise to many, to fans. I don't want to give too much away.
Yes, but I know.
It's going to be a really exciting show.
Mm-hmm. So to all of our listeners, don't miss one of the most acclaimed and innovative of all vocal groups in the history of music, the Manhattan Transfer, at NJ Park in Newark, New Jersey, on Saturday, November 4th at 7:30 p.m. And to get tickets, go to njpark.org, njpark.org, or visit manhattantransfer.net, or call the box office, 888-466-5722, 888-466-5722. Alan, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, I'm honored to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars. Only on the Yola Nash Show. Tune in every weekend.
No, I've never been premenstrual in my life.
You're not PMSing.
Not right now.
Don't believe us. Believe Yola. She's not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I never lie.
Exactly. Let's put you on the spot.
I would be like a shy mouse.
Waving through the window.
That was
yeah.
Yes. It's Yola Nash.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Yola Nash. And now listen to this. I called for a moment the world's best-selling jazz artist and Grammy Award-winning trumpeter, Chris Botti. And he wants to invite you to his upcoming spectacular concert at NJ Park, Newark, New Jersey, on November 8th, Wednesday, 7:30. So get your tickets today at njpark.org, njpark.org, or call the box office, 888-466-5722. And definitely don't miss next week my interview with the one and only Chris Botti on the Yola Nash Show.
We're going to have the best band I've ever brought on stage. So Caroline Campbell will be there. We have a great new jazz singer, who's 23, up and coming, named Veronica Swift, and she really embodies like Anita O'Day. She just opened jazz at Lincoln Center in Shanghai last week,
mm-hmm.
for 3 weeks. She's awesome. Then we have Cy Smith, who's been singing with me forever. It's kind of like a glamorous pop Beyonce. And then my band, great piano player, great drummer, great bass players. And so if you have a kid that's at all looking up to great musicians, bring them because they'll see the best that night. And if you've heard my records, then get ready. The live shows have nothing to do with my records. They're way more fun and more artistry and ups and downs and, you know, roller coaster, I guess.
To those of you who are joining us right now, you are listening to 77 WABC Radio New York. I'm your host, Yola Nash, and this is the Yola Nash Show. And now it's time to bring some Broadway energy to the show.
I'm so happy to introduce my fantastic guest. She is a brilliant Broadway actress, amazing singer, the beautiful Kelly Rupke is here. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Yola. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy you made me smile. And you are originally from New Jersey?
I am. Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, I grew up about 20 minutes away from NJPAC, where I'm going to be doing the show this weekend.
Fantastic. Have you always dreamed about playing on Broadway since you were a little girl?
Yeah, since I was a little girl. I used to dance around the living room using a candlestick for my microphone, singing to my mother's Barbara Streisand records. And
your breakout role was in highly acclaimed The Wizard of Oz, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that was at the Paper Mill Playhouse, which is also in New Jersey, mm-hmm. Millburn, New Jersey.
So how do you remember that production?
It was a pretty spectacular production. It's a fantastic theater, and they had a huge budget, and they really made it. Was we were truly transported to Oz. Mm-hmm. It was the production that actually later went to the theater at Madison Square Garden here.
Mm-hmm.
We flew, I flew, the witch flew, the house flew, that we had a dog, we had how many munchkins? I don't know, 30 or 40 kids. It was really spectacular.
Flying is good for you, right?
Yeah, it's nothing like being hooked up to a harness and flying through the air. It's pretty cool, actually.
Wow. Tell me about your Broadway debut.
So my Broadway debut was in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm-hmm.
It was the revival, and I played the narrator.
Right.
And that, too, was a pretty spectacular production, and we opened in Los Angeles for about 6 months, then San Francisco, and then on Broadway.
Right.
And I actually have a pretty cool audition story. I call it my showbiz Cinderella story, if you want to hear.
Yes, please do share it with us.
So I was actually just finishing Wizard of Oz at Paper Mill, and that was, as you said, that was my big break. Nobody knew who I was. And I had a friend who worked for the casting director who was casting Joseph. She stuck my name on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I prepared my two songs. I went down to, it was on stage at the Broadhurst Theaters. So I sang my two songs. They came up on stage. And then they dismissed me. I went on my way, and I got back to my apartment a couple of hours later, and there was a message from Liz, my friend at the casting director, saying, "Get back down to the Broadhurst Theater immediately. Andrew Lloyd Webber had walked in during my audition,"
mm-hmm.
and he said, "I want to see that girl again." So
by the time
I got back down there, they had finished auditions, and they said, "Well, Andrew's gone back to his apartment at Trump Tower, so we're going to take you over there for your callback." And I sang my songs, and then he basically said, "Well, I think I speak for everyone when I say we'd very much like for you to be our narrator. Would you like to sit down?" I said, "Yes, please." And he said, "Would you like a glass of wine?" I said, "Yes, please." And that was my showbiz Cinderella story. That was my really big break.
Wow. What a situation.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Beautiful. Very soon we'll have a chance to see you at NJPAC in Newark, New Jersey. It will be an intimate evening of music written by the Grammy and Oscar-winning composer-lyricist Stephen Schwartz. He's considered to be one of the most successful American musical theater composers of his generation, I would say, right?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a magical musical evening at NJPAC. Tell us a little bit about the program.
Yeah, Stephen is my all-time favorite composer to sing. I mean, he has written everything from Godspell, Pippin,
yes.
Wicked, the songs for Pocahontas and Hunchback of Notre Dame. And he really is a very versatile composer, lyricist, and also just a tremendously kind and generous
mm-hmm.
human being. I've had the good fortune to work with him numerous times, and he's really a wonderful, wonderful person. So we are going to try to cover as much as we can, though he has, you know, a huge body of work.
I can imagine.
He's been writing since, let's see.
For like four decades or
exactly.
something.
Yeah. So we're going to do as much as we can in a cabaret-style evening
mm-hmm.
With songs from, we've got Godspell, Pippin, Wicked, some of the animated
right.
musicals. And then we're definitely going to be doing songs from Children of Eden, which is the show that myself and Darius DeHaas did. It is, I can't even believe it's been 20 years. We did it at the Paper Mill Playhouse in 1997. It was a spectacular production. So we're going to reprise our roles. We have a beautiful duet that we get to sing together, and then we each have a song of our own.
We could live 100 years, or the world could end tomorrow, but we know we'll be together in whatever time. From this day forward, nights won't seem so black. From this day forward, we will never look back. In whatever time we have,
Fantastic. And also Jessica will be singing with you guys.
And Jessica will be there as well. So
Jessica Hendy, right?
Mm-hmm, Jessica Hendy. She is currently the Grisabella understudy on Broadway in Cats.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely amazing. There's no one who sings Defying Gravity like she does. So.
Wow. Why do you love Stephen Schwartz so much? What is it about it?
I would say I have sort of a pop-inflected sound mm-hmm. to my voice, and Stephen writes very sort of pop-inflected songs and shows. Stephen Schwartz's music is, I feel like, it just rides on the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are accessible and the themes are accessible. And that's why Wicked has been so universally loved for
yes.
so many years, because, you know, everyone can relate to the girl who doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
And I also, Godspell was the first show that I did in high school that really made me want to pursue theater for
mm-hmm.
a living.
So there is a very special personal attachment to it.
Yeah. His songs really have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and they take you on a journey from start to finish.
Tell us a little bit about your other projects.
Thankfully, in the last few years, I started doing some concert work, and I get to sing with symphonies, and that is just my most favorite thing in the whole world. There's nothing like standing up and hearing 65 musicians behind you soaring on violins, and
yeah.
it's just
you
amazing.
Are in heaven right
it
there.
Is, it is absolutely spectacular. We do a show called Blockbuster Broadway, huge blockbuster Broadway hits, and I get to sing things like Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, and Cabaret, and Memory, and all kinds of amazing, amazing songs with beautiful symphony orchestras from Calgary down to Mazatlan. In fact, I'll be in Mazatlan, Mexico, November 17th and 18th
mm-hmm.
with a symphony show called Music of the Nights, as in K-N-I-G-H-T-S. And it is Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, Sir Elton John, and Sir Paul McCartney, the music of those three.
Mm.
And then in 2 weeks, I'll be in Oklahoma City doing a brand new symphony show that we are unveiling that is very near and dear to my heart because it goes back to that big break that I got playing
mm-hmm.
Dorothy. It's called The Wonderful Music of Oz. And it's all songs that have something to do with The Wizard of Oz. So either from Wizard of Oz, from Wicked, from The Wiz, Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It's a really cool concept. And we will be unveiling that for the first time in Oklahoma City the first weekend in November.
So to all of our listeners, I'd love to tell you guys, get your tickets today to see The Wizard and I, the Stephen Schwartz songbook with Kelly Rapke, Darius the Haas, and Jessica Hendy at NJPAC. And for tickets, go to njpac.org, njpac.org, or call the box office 888-466-5722, 888-466-5722, Saturday, October 28th at 6 p.m. and then 8:30 p.m. So you guys don't miss it. Kelly Rapke, thank you so much, Kelly, for stopping by.
Thank
it's been a beautiful
me.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
77 WABC. It's Yola Nash, New York.
I'm your host, Yola Nash, and now it's time to introduce my next segment, the Poetry Corner. And I hear more and more appreciation for these beautiful poems I've been presenting. And these are all written by Fela, my absolutely favorite poet. She's a multi-talented artist, writer, and poet. And to experience more of her beautiful work, simply go to manodano.com. And that's MahnoDahno, manodano.com. And now I leave you with Fela and her beautiful poem. Listen.
The question I have today is of a different kind. You know how suffering can make you quite blind. Blind to what is and blind to who you are. It can wipe out your joy, your loving, and the brightest star. So it's easy to follow instructions to drop your layers or to call out to God to hear your prayers, to extract you from the shackles of pain and expect suffering to chase you towards what you might gain by being liberated. What if great love erupts from your heart in a way that its sweetness bursts in an endless array of nuances, tastes, sensations, and whispers of unkissed kisses that longingly blister your every cell with their burning desire and open the gate for the rushing fire of those liquefied words that course through your veins, their nectar completely filling all, unrestrained. And this love, so you thought, just had to remain yours, to hold on quite forever. Do you know how to proceed with this tricky endeavor? Can you surrender a love that is so sweet? Or maybe you say it's too driven by heat, that it is truly too much to ask. Especially since you finally dropped your mask and allowed your heart to break open, explode. To be honest, I'm not sure I could, unless maybe bestowed to look awareness straight in the face and recognize that this is the end of the race. This race against time and the body's decay. But then, I jump in, come what may. I want to taste love as deep as I can, and then find the truth through the feeling of man inside me. Yet then, do you know where this headlessness goes? Through the truest embrace, awakening shows. Through the truest embrace, you will find you are one. One in body, mind, soul. And then you will come to see that there is no hindrance at all. No need to brace yourself for the fall from grace, nor from the loss of love. What appears is a wisdom that flows from above and below and straight through the center. The only place where awareness enters. It bursts through your heart when you open it up and give up the last of your personal drop of separate existence that has kept you in hell. It was of your making, to invade every cell, to push and burn through the fires of living until the instant of complete forgiving of everything unknown and known that is you. Can you feel in your bones how this is true? Don't your belly, your skin, and your eyeballs just dance? Welcome home, my sweet love, released from your trance.
Beautiful. I absolutely encourage you to check out more of her fantastic poetry. So definitely next week, I will be happy to feature Fela again. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show and say goodbye. Please don't forget to tune in next week for more of the Yola Nash Show. On the legendary WABC radio, you can listen live on Sunday 4 p.m. or Saturday 2 a.m. And don't miss my exclusive on-camera celebrity interviews where celebrities are talking. The interviews are featured on our popular video podcast on WABCradio.com under the Yola Nash Show. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. And let's do it again. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook. Say hello. Absolutely, stay connected. It always makes me smile, makes me happy. And visit my website, yolanash.com. So until next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.